Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Tempted Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, December 4th. The grains closed higher with March corn up 2¾ cents, closing at 384¾. January beans up 6 cents, closing at 911¾. And March wheat up 1¼, closing at 522½. The meal and oil. Meal was just up 30 cents. Oil was up 33 ticks. not a bad day. I'm really not sure why we were strong. It certainly doesn't look like these agreements with the Chinese are going to amount to much. The Dow Jones is down 570. It's been down as much as 800 points at one point, giving an indication that on second appearance, the agreement may not be great. We certainly haven't seen any buying in the pork complex. We don't believe we've seen any buying in the export market. We don't even think that the Chinese government has changed anything in terms of the tariffs or getting the word out that it's okay to buy U.S. beans. So it's a little hard to understand why we'd still be strong corn, wheat, and beans here today. It may be that, you know, the amount of grain that's left in the fields is a little bit more significant than we would think. A lot of our clients, and keep in mind our client base as a wide swath across the United States, is reporting that a lot of guys still have corn and or beans out in the fields. So maybe that's what's, you know, supporting this market a little bit here. Certainly some fun short covering in the beans and the wheat and the bean oil. So we're starting to see a little bit of change. We're higher despite really no new announcements. Now, we could get something from the Chinese on any given day, and we could, you know, quickly move up 20 or 30 cents a bushel, I think. But considering the stock market, I thought the market acted pretty good. Maybe guys are getting out of stocks, coming into commodities a little bit here. We now have short-term interest rates over the 10-year interest rates. That's a flattening of the yield curve out here and even an inversion, which is generally considered a sign of a recession. So that could have guys second-guessing the stock market. And maybe guys are going to come out of stocks and come into commodities. So maybe that's part of it too here. So for whatever reason, the market doesn't look too bad. I would have liked to have seen the corn close another 0.75 cents higher and put in an outside up day. But considering we went down, tried to fill the gaps in the corn and beans, couldn't fill them, wound up closing higher, relatively near our highs. I think that's all positive out here. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.